Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 110, Christ's Ambassadors. Representing the heart of heaven, there is something both humbling and encouraging about the way God describes his people. Out of all the titles he could have chosen, Paul tells us, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us." 2 Corinthians 5:20. An ambassador does not speak on his own authority or promote his own agenda. He represents the one who sent him. That means our ministry begins with a beautiful reality. We are not called to represent ourselves. We are called to represent Jesus. I think many believers carry unnecessary pressure because they feel responsible for convincing people, fixing people, or somehow producing spiritual results. Yet that was never our assignment. Paul says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. 2 Corinthians 5:19, the message entrusted to us is reconciliation. We are messengers of grace, not managers of outcomes. God changes hearts. We simply bear witness to his goodness and faithfulness. What strikes me most is that ambassadors reflect the character of the kingdom they represent. Jesus demonstrated this perfectly. He came full of grace and truth, welcoming the broken while never compromising the Father's heart. When people encountered him, they experienced compassion, forgiveness, and hope. As his ambassadors, we are invited to carry that same spirit into our relationships and daily interactions. Our words matter, but so do our attitudes, our patience, and our willingness to love others well. This ministry of reconciliation is rooted in our new identity. Just a few verses earlier, Paul writes, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." 2 Corinthians 5:17. We do not represent Christ in order to earn his approval. We represent him because we already belong to him. The old life has passed away and a new life has begun. Ministry is not an attempt to become someone else. It is the natural expression of who we already are in Christ. Jesus also reminded his followers of the importance of remaining connected to him. He said, "I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit." John 15:5. An ambassador who loses connection with his king cannot accurately represent the kingdom. In the same way, our effectiveness does not come from effort alone. It comes from abiding in Christ. The more we know his heart, the more naturally his love, wisdom, and compassion flow through us. Sometimes being an ambassador means speaking about our faith. Other times it means offering kindness to a hurting neighbor, extending forgiveness when it is difficult, or bringing peace into a tense situation. Jesus told his disciples, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." John 13:35. Love remains one of the clearest ways we represent him to the world around us. The wonderful news is that we never serve alone. God himself is making his appeal through us. He works in conversations, relationships, and moments we may hardly notice. As ambassadors of Christ, we are simply invited to faithfully reflect the King who sent us. What a privilege it is to represent the one whose kingdom is built on grace, whose message is reconciliation, and whose heart is always reaching toward people in love. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.